We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning Dalet Amud Beis on the bottom of the two dots. It said in our Mishnah that She'ino Gevoya Asara Tfachim, if the Sukkah is not a minimum of 10 Tfachim high, it's not a kosher Sukkah. And the Mara asks, Menolan, how do we know what's the Makar they need to be Asara Tfachim? So the Mara brings down a drasha. We'll see, the Mara brings down a drasha. And the question right away is, didn't we learn yesterday that less than 10 tefachim is called a dira surucha? You can't live there, and that's why it's not kosher, because you can't live in a place that's less than 10 tefachim. So Bishlom through the Rambam, who learns that that's only a din lechatchila, so then it's good. You need a makar that's usher midaraisa to have a sukkah less than 10 tefachim. And Amud Aleph is talking about you have a sukkah there, just hutzim are going lower, and that's midarabanan dira surucha. But Maisa, others learn that that's Pasul Midaraisa. So what if it's a problem with Dira Srucha, what do you need a Makar? So both the Rekvege and Pneishua give a Eitza where it's possible where your living space actually is 10 Tfachim, but the walls are not 10 Tfachim high. One way is if you have a little Kika, like a ditch in the middle, where you could stay there, but the walls are more than 3 Tfachim away. So the walls are only 8 Tfachim high, let's say, and the ditch is 3 Tfachim deep, but it's more than 3 Tfachim away from the walls, so you don't have the walls on the Sukkah, you don't have walls of 10 Tfachim, so even though you could live there, it's not Dira Srucha, but the Shalav is, why is that not Kasher? What's the Makar for that? That's where Rekveg learns. Pnei Yeshua learns is in a case where the walls don't go up all the way to the Schach. Let's say the Schach is 11 Tfachim high, but the walls are only 8 Tfachim high. Who says it's not Kasher? Who's in the 10 Tfachim walls? And that's part of the Gemara's question, Menolan, how you know the Mechitza of 10 Tfachim? Like Tosfos speaks out also, that this is also a makar, that a mechitza l'gavi Shabbos has to be 10 tefachim high. The bottom of Tosfos speaks this out. So Menolon, Itmar, we learned, Rav, there's four Amorayim, Rav, Rav Chanina, Rav Yechanan, Rav Chaviva, Masnu, they said a certain drasha. And you know, B'kula say the Mayid, Kolki Hai Zuga, Chalufei Rav Yechanan, Malibi Rav Yechanan. In whole say the Mayid, and you have these four Amorayim together, that sometimes, some versions, they switch out Rabbi Yechanan and put it in instead Rabbi Yonasan. So what they say? What's the Makar for 10 Tfachim? The Makar is like this. We know the Aroin was Tisha. The Aroin, which was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was 9 Tfachim high. It says in the Pasuk, Amma v'chetzi komasai, 1/2 Amma's height. Amma is 6 Tfachim, 1/2 Amma is 3 Tfachim. So 6 plus 9 is 9. 6 plus 3 is 9. So it's 9 Tfachim high. The Kapiris, which is the cover on top of the Aroin, is Tfach. All together 10, Rei Kanasara. 10 Tfachim. It says in the Pasuk, "V'niyati l'cha Hashem v'dibarati t'cha me'al kapiris." Hashem comes down and talks to Moshe from on top of the kapiris. So how do we know that 10 Tfachim is a mechitza? So we'll see.
You know, in your that it was referring to the middle box, so the outer box was higher.
It depends which girsa. There was one girsa in the Gemara that's 11 Tfachim. It's good kasha. Going with the Mandem, there was 10 Tfachim. There was a Mandem 11 Tfachim. Depends how thick the box was, the outside box. Akapanim, so it's an aura. We had this aura. Yep, says going with other mandiyama, and it says the v'ne'atil chal shama debarti et chama lakaparis. Hashem came down to the top of the kaparis and talked to Moshe from there. So he came down to 10 tefachim. So what is his mechitza? So let's see the gemara back. On top of hay, amud aleph. V'tanya, Rabbi Yisi ayimem ha'olam liyar shchina lamata. Rabbi Yisi said the shchina never came down to the aretz. Le'olu Moshe v'eliyahu lamarim, and Moshe or Eliyahu never went up to Shemayim while they were alive. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, HaShemayim Shemayim LaShem, V'Oretz Nosan L'Bnei Adam. It says Shemayim belongs to Hashem. V'Oretz, everything belongs to Hashem, but HaShemayim is the Mokum of Hashem, V'Oretz Nosan L'Bnei Adam, and the land is the place where people are. So you see from the Pasuk that Hashem never came down to Oretz. So how did Hashem come down on top of the Kapiris to talk to Moshe? Teretz is because until 10 Tfachim is not the Oretz yet. It's a Mokum Fnei Atzmai, and it's not called the ground. But less than 10 is called the ground. So you see, the sheer Asara Tfachim, the amount of Asara Tfachim, that's what makes a separate Rishus. And therefore, that teaches us the Hilchus Mechitza and Hilchus of Asuka being a different Mokum. Breiti Gemara Kasha, the Shechina never came Lamata. L'yor the Shechina Lamata, V'aksiv says in the Pasuk, V'yir Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem came down onto Har Sinai. Har Sinai is the ground, even though it's a mountain, but it's called the ground. So Hashem came down to Har Sinai. So you see, Hashem came down La'aretz. So Gemara answers, no, L'mayla ma'asara tfachim. Hashem didn't come mamish onto Har Sinai. He came above asara tfachim, off Har Sinai. Another kasha, v'chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, v'omdu raglav b'yemahu al harazay. So we're talking about also lavay. Om du raglav b'yemahu al harazay. Sim hashel pnei Yerushalayim. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu will be standing on harazay. Sim the more also lemayel ma'asar tochem. That's above asar tochem. Now the more is the other way. La'ol Moshe ve'liol lamarim. The Moshe Rabbeinu never go up lamarim. So we know the pasuk says Moshe Allah ela elakim. Hashem Moshe went up to Hashem to learn the Torah. So you see that he went up. This is to before Kabbalah's Torah to get the halachas of Kabbalah's Torah. But Kapana went up to Hashem. So the Gemara lamata ma'asara. It was lower than 10 tefachim from Shemayim. Within 10 tefachim of Shemayim is called Shemayim ready. It was less than 10 tefachim away. It was 10 tefachim away from Shemayim. So what comes out is like this: that within 10 tefachim of the Aretz, that's considered Aretz. Within 10 tefachim of Shemayim is called Shemayim. In between is no man's land. And there, Hashem came down to within 10 tefachim of the ground. And Moshe went up to within 10 tefachim of Shemayim. Another pasuk, the Gemara asks from Eliyahu, V'chsiv ayal Eliyahu b'sa'ara ha-shemayim. Also, you have to answer, L'mata ma'asara. It was lower than 10 from Shemayim. Break the Gemara another kasha. V'chsiv, it says in the pasuk, in Eov, Ma'achiz pnei kisei. Parsha is olav anonai. Ma'achiz pnei kisei sounds like that Moshe grabbed onto the kisei kavod. And parsha is olav anonai. The Gemara explains what does that mean. Ma'amar Rav Tanchum v'lamed shapirish shakai meziv shchinosoi v'anonai olav. V'anonai olav. You see, you learn the word parsha is Rashi says it darshan. It means that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was pirus his shchina onto Moshe. And the cloud on him, so you see it clear, he came up. No, it was 10 tefachim away from Shemayim. It says that Moshe grabbed onto the kisei, and the kisei is definitely in Shemayim. So my answer is, the kisei came down until Asara tefachim outside the Shemayim, and he grabbed onto it. So upon him, the Gemara right now is answering, is that Mar is explaining that lo yarda shchina lamata lo olam Moshe lamayla. So therefore, if Hashem came down to on top of the Aron, so it must be that's still called not called the Aron. And how much is that 10 tefachim? So you see, 10 tefachim is a makom refnei atzmai. So the Gemara bishloim Aron tisha bishloim. We know the Aron is 9 tefachim. The chsiv va'osu Aron atzei shitim. So we know that the Aron is 1.5 amas height. 1.5 amas height. That we know. Elo kaparis tefach menolon. How do we know that kaparis is a tefach? In Bishlama, 9 tefachim. We know something 1.5 amas, 9 tefachim. So the first apostate that the Aron is 9 tefachim wide. But how do you know how high the kaparis is? The kaparis is 10 tefachim thick. So it's altogether 19 tefachim. How do you know how thick the kaparis was? The pasuk does not say, if you look at the Torah in Parashas Truma, it says the size of the kaparis, it just doesn't say the height. It says in the pasuk, Vasisa kaparis zahav tahar, amasayim vechetzi arka, v'amav vechetzi rachba. That's all it says. It doesn't say the width. So how do you know how high it is? El kaparis menol, tefach menol, and how do you know it's a tefach? Zog the Gemara, the Tani, Rav Chanina, Rabbi Chanina, call a kelim shasam Moshe, nostam tayra midas arkon mizrachum midas kamasam. All the kelim that the Moshe made for the Mishkan all had a width, a length, and a height. Kapiris, like we just read in the pasuk, kapiris midas arkon mizrachum nost nitna. It only says the arkon and the rachba, the width and the length. But midas kamasam, no, doesn't say the height. So how do you know how high it is? Say v'lama apachos v'keim. Learn out from the lowest keli, and learn from there, and that's how you'll know the height. Shinam, it says in the pasuk regarding the shulchan. There's a certain ledge around the shulchan. It's called a misgeras. It says in the pasuk v'asisalem misgeras toifach savit. So you see that the misgeras is a tafach, and that's the smallest keli we have. We learn out from there. Malahalon tafach akavkan tafach. Just like there, it's a tafach high. The kaparis also be a tefach high. Break the Gemara. Why learn from mascaras? Learn from a different kei. Learn from the shulchan alone, from the aron alone. Why are you learning out from the mascaras punct? Menelef mekelim gufay. Learn from the kelim itself. And for the Gemara, tefasta rubalay tefasta mu tefasta. As a klal, when you make a limud, so you always take the least amount. Because the least amount, you're not going wrong. It's v'chlal masai mono, which means that's for sure how much you have to learn. But to learn more, maybe you're not supposed to learn so much. And that's a mistake. And therefore, the klal always is to fast merubat loy tefasta, to fast the mu'at tefasta. So that's what we know tepach. Frank Dibar, if that's true, there's a smaller keli. V'nelef mitzitz, learn out from a tzitz. The tzitz, which with the kind of the war on his forehead, the Tanya, tzitz doyme kimin tashozov, it's like a little thin piece of gold. V'rochav beiz etzpa'oiz. And the height, the width, is two etzbayis. A tefach is four etzbayis. This is only two etzbayis, half a tefach. Umukav moiz noiz, it goes from ear to ear. Because of Allah beis shittim, and they wrote in it two lines, and it said, Kodesh Lashem. But they didn't want to write Kodesh on top of Lashem, because it's not covered to have anything on top of Hashem's name. So they write like this, Yud Kei Milmailo, Kodesh Lamed Milmata. You write Yud Kei on top, and Kodesh Lamed Milmata. Which Rashi sounds like it says on top Yud Kei Vav Kei, and then on the bottom it says Kodesh Lashem. But Tosfos says that you can't read it. So Tosfos says they are one on top of each other. That's true, but they're not mounted on top of each other. The ones to the right, ones to the left. And first on the right side it says Kodesh Lashem on the bottom, and then on the top it says Yud Kei Vav Kei on the top line. So you read it Kodesh Lashem on the bottom line, then you go up and finish reading it Lashem. Agav. So I just read it Yud K. When I read the word Yud K, first of all, Yud K Vav K. So why does the Gemara say Yud K? It says the top Tosfos. It's an interesting Tosfos. Tosfos asks, why do we say in our Gemara we don't want to say Yud K Vav K? Why not? Are you not saying it? Because that's why we say Yud K, not Yud. You're not say Yud Hey. The reason you don't say that is because you're not supposed to say Hashem's name. So you're not saying Hashem's name. Yud K is Hashem's name also. That's top Tosfos Kasha. Stop. This has nothing to do with the tzitz. Has to do with reading Gemara. Top Tosfos says, "Abis Yud K Shem Gamu." It's not called reading the name in Maskeh Shtei Oisiyos. Kiven the Onu Maskirim L'Shem Shem. Since we're trying to say Yud Kei Vav Kei, it doesn't count. But you see a Meridik thing in Tosfos that the reason why people say Yud Kei is because it's a Tosfos already. So it's not, the Tosfos says it's a Shiloh Hoiga by Soysov if you just say the Oisiyos. Yeah, the Tosfos says that the Iker Pshat, the Iker Issa to do that really in the Shem Mem Beis Oisiyos, and Iker Adin, it could be, it's not a problem. According to Tosfos, we're machmer, but Tosfos talks about it. But back to our program here, that here the question of the Gemara is that why are you learning out from Misgaras, learning out from Tzitz? And we're continuing with the halacha of Tzitz. It says, well, Tzitz was two etzbayis high, it's Kodesh Lashem, and it was different lines. If I saw the Tzitz in Rome, the cost of a love, Kodesh Lashem Shitachas, it was all in one line. That's what I saw. So that's Mechleikus, how to write the tzitz. The Gemaras and other places discuss this, and how to, and what the answer is, how is the Velazim of Yisrael stem with this. That's a whole sugi b'fnei atzmai. And basically the answer is that it could be it's not ma'akiv, and it could be that he saw it that way, but he could have wrote it the other way. But upon him, the question is, I have to be learning two tfachim, and for the Gemara, donim kli mikli, vein donim kli mitachshim. You learn out kapayres from the miskeres, because they're both Caleb. And you don't learn out the kapayrus from a tachshit, which is the tzitz. Right, the Gemara kasha, the nelef mizer. The zer is part of a keli. The amamar, the zer was a crown. The shulchan and the orin had this crown. Nelef mizer. The amamar is zer mashu. The zer is only a mashu. So the Gemara donum kli mekli. What?
Did they learn it from?
Huh?
What did they learn it from?
They learned it from miskeres. The miskeres is assuming that's a tefach, that's a border around the shulchan. But Yezer is a crown. So Nelef Mezer is, Mara Zer Mashu. Zok to Gemara, Donim Kli Mekli, Vein Donim Kli Mehechsha Kli. You'll learn something from a Kli, but not from a Hechsha Kli. This is just to beautify the Kli. Yachi Meskeres Na Mehechsha Kli. Isn't Meskeres also a Hechsha Kli? Zok to Gemara, Meskeres Lamata Hisa. It's really about Chlaikas where it was. And we're going according to Meskeres Lamata. The Meskeres was this like ledge. So now, If it was Lamaila, so then it was like for an ornament, like it says in the Rashi, like the Derech was, that they had this border around these fancy tables. So that's what it was. Then it's a Hechsha Kli. But there's another pshat, the Meskeres was Lamata. That means below the surface of the table, and that held the table together, so it's part of the Keli. So Hadich Lamandi Yomah Meskeres Lamata Hoysa, so you have a way to learn it out from. Elamandi Yomah Meskeres Lamaila. But if you learn that the Meskeres was Lamaila, which means above the surface of the table, Haisa, so that's also something to beautify it. Mike, what are you going to say? Hi, Hechshukli, who's also Hechshukli? So, the Gemara, El Donim, Davos, Nostava Tiramida, Madavos, Nostava Tiramida. We want to learn out a kapiris, which says part of the measurements in the Torah, from something that the Torah gives you the measurements. Meskera says Taipach. Masha'inkein Tzitz or Zer, the Torah does not give you the measurements. It doesn't say in the Torah anywhere the size of the tzitz, and doesn't say anywhere the size of the zer. So therefore, we don't learn out from that, because that's not a first pasuk of the Torah, what the shear of those things are, and therefore, we don't learn out from those, we rather learn out from Maskeras, which says mefurish in the Torah. So like upon him, the bottom line is, we're learning out that the Shekhinah came down to the top of the Aron, and the top of the Aron was 10 Tefachim high. Why? Because 9 plus 1 Tefach, the Kaparis 1 Tefach, is learning out from Maskeras.